Well, we spoke to him last year in the depths of lockdown. Joining us, Wayne Striplin. How are you, Wayne?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Great to have you on the show again. So what's been happening in the world of cornhole since we last caught up?
We've been throwing some bags, that's for sure.
Wayne, help me out. I need to know the rules. How far away does the board need to be from where I throw the bag?
So you have two sets of boards, okay? So yep. One on one end, one on the other.
Yep.
And from the front end of the board to front end of the board, the distance needs to be 8.23 meters.
Okay.
So that's a fair distance there. Yeah.
And is it like lawn bowls, you swap ends?
If you're playing singles, you swap ends. But if you're playing doubles, you can have a drink
end-to-end
while your partner's throwing.
Got you.
Now, Wayne, participation, mate. How are we going for numbers?
In Queensland, we are rocking. We've got some very good cornhole players, men, women, and some of our younger people. They can throw bags as well.
Really? So what's your youngest sort of competitor?
I've got this young brother-sister duo from Toowoomba. They've been coming to the tournaments, and they are always in the semifinals or the quarterfinals against adults.
Wow, so they've obviously grown up with it.
We can't have this. We can't have Queensland being stronger than New South Wales. How do we get involved, Wayne? How do we? And is 40 too old to start?
No. Any age, you can play at any age. Genders, you know, men, women. It doesn't matter.
Oh, there's women there as well. Oh, this sounds unreal.
Well, I got a funny story. We had Ben Hannett, the polar bear, playing with us last week.
How'd he go?
He did good, but he got done by one of the ladies there. But she was a sharpshooter, so that was fair enough.
Right. And did COVID knock the sport around?
It did a little bit, but we made sure we had some COVID-safe events where we were able to separate the boards, so there's a lot of distance between the two boards, and everybody wore masks and hand sanitizer, and everybody did the right thing.
Mm.
So since we spoke to you last, I think we've run maybe 13 tournaments since then.
Pretty good.
Wow.
And Wayne, when throwing the bag, can I throw it overarm or it has to be underarm?
It has to be underarm, like a softball pitch, like a slow pitch softball.
Okay. And are you trying to use the board to slide the bag in, or are you going straight for the hole like a swish?
You're trying to do that. If you get it straight in the hole, that's called an air mail.
Yep.
But ideally, you're trying to get it on the board. So the way it's scored is a bag on the board is 1 point,
yep,
and the hole is 3 points.
Mm. Oh. Who's the best cornhole player in Australia?
Oh, there's probably
is there,
not.
Is there, like, do you have rankings for cornhole players?
With our competition, we just started our points to be a Cornhole League of Australia pro.
Yep.
And so our first winners were last weekend. And there was a lady featured and also a male featured last week.
Now, how can people get involved as well? I believe you've got the Queensland Championships coming up.
Yes, if you go to our Facebook page, Cornhole League of Australia, you can register to go to the event. You get three tournaments in one day. So if you go to our Facebook page, you can actually register for the tournament there.
Okay, and is there any competitions in New South Wales coming up we can prepare for?
No, there is a club that's just starting in New South Wales, and I don't think they've had a formal competition, but I think the Cornhole League of Australia will be coming to New South Wales soon.
Ah, outstanding. Well, Wayne, it's been great to catch up. It's been a while, but look, glad to see that it's all thriving now that we're all out of lockdown.
Yes, fantastic. Thanks for having us.